Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another Sunday little bite-sized political podcast. Sit down and rest yourself and have a few minutes with me as I talk to you about the difference between medical language and insanity. We're going to get to that one, and you'll have to excuse the language as I go through it. My thanks to my good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Big shout out to them. Thanks for your kindness. Link below to the website for Quantum Hypno. And let's talk about, clinical professor Miles Harris. Clinical professor Miles Harris. Who is clinical professor Miles Harris, you may say? Well, it is a trans, non-binary, queer-identified nurse practitioner who trains UCD nursing students and staff. And, the professor has a message for us. So let's see if we can get the message. The message is that instead of vagina, we can say front hole, man cave, genital canal, when talking to female patients, according to the learned professor, who, again, the trans, non-binary, queer-identified nurse practitioner. So this is the sort of people who are essentially training students. I mean, absolute insanity. I mean, I can but wonder what my female listeners would make of if they went to have, you know, a consultation with a doctor and the doctor started to talk about your man cave. What would you think? I mean, I don't even, I think I'd be stunned. Well, I don't have a man cave, but you know what I mean? It's just really, really, really strange. Vagina is a perfectly standardized medical and scientific term for that part of the female anatomy. We all know what it is, and that is what doctors should be using. Students should be using, nurses should be using that. Medical staff should be using that. But of course, when we examine, where is Professor Harris getting, you know, why would she, well, I'm saying she, why would it say this? Well, because it is funded through Big Pharma's Gilead Science Trans Initiative. So all of a sudden, it all becomes very, very clear. There is an agenda in place with all these people, you know, all of them. Nothing is as it appears. You follow me, you guys, you know that. Nothing is exactly as it's put across. You don't just have individuals suddenly determining that they are trans, non-binary, queer identified. That doesn't happen just naturally. This is all being driven. It's being driven by money. It's being driven by power interests. It's being driven by those with a very, very clear agenda. And I believe that agenda is very simple. It's the absolute destruction of the things that we call reality. So, you know, 20 years ago, if someone had have asked you how many genders are there, you would have known the answer, two. Turns out there's still only two, but a chunk of society is pretending there's many of them. 20 years ago, if you'd have asked someone, can a man become a woman? Can a woman become a man? The answer would have been no. No. Now, well, it's the same. Can't ever happen. But again, there's a section of society who are adamant that yes, it absolutely can. And if you dare to question this, then you are a transphobe bigot of the worst sort and need to be potentially put in prison at the very least and lose your job and be punished in as many other ways as possible. So the things that we once understood as factual are now at this point in this century being taken apart and turned on its head. And I can't help but feel this augurs very, very badly for the future. You know, doctors and nurses should use medical language. That's it. They should not use, you know, the vocabulary. They should not be dipping into the vocabulary of these extremist trans activists who think terms like front hole or man cave or genital canal have any degree of reality about them, because they don't. It's childishness and insanity, really, being inserted instead of medical language. But the bit that's scary is this is someone who trains nursing students and staff saying it. suggesting that this may be okay at the very least. Now, to be fair, in the actual video clip that I've listened to, it goes on to say that for the rest of that particular lecture, medical language would be used, but that there wasn't necessarily a problem in saying this bizarre trans language. And we have to watch out for this, because I don't want this creeping into the broader vocabulary. You know, just like I think it's absolutely ludicrous when people put pronouns in their, their bios or attached to their emails or any of that crap. Anyone sending me that, I would assume is mentally disturbed, and therefore I would never respond to such an individual. And that's the best way to do that. We need to treat all of this as major cognitive dissonance on behalf of those using these strange terms. And as such, if anything, they need to be handed in to medical authorities themselves, certainly to psychiatric people, to see if we can give them help.